Exodus chapter 36, beginning with verse 8. All the skilled craftsmen among the workers made the dwelling out of 10 curtains made from finely woven linen and with blue, purple, and scarlet material. They decorated the curtains with cherubim, which were the work of a skillful craftsman. The length of each panel of the curtain was 42 feet, and the width of each panel was 6 feet. All the panels were the same size. One set of 5 curtains was connected together into one panel, and the other set of 5 curtains was connected together. They attached blue loops to the edge of the last panel in the first set of curtains. In the same way, they attached loops to the edge of the last panel of the second set. They made 50 loops for the edge of the first set of curtains and 50 loops for the edge of the second set of curtains. The two sets of loops lined up opposite one another. They made 50 gold clasps, and they connected one set of curtains to the other with the clasps, so that the tent became one connected piece. They made a curtain from panels of goat's hair to serve as a tent over the dwelling. They made 11 panels. The length of each panel was 45 feet, and the width of each panel was 6 feet. The 11 panels were the same size. They connected 5 panels into one unit and 6 panels into another unit. They made 50 loops for the edge of the last curtain of one set and 50 loops for the edge of the last curtain in the second set. They made 50 bronze clasps and put the clasps into the loops to join the two pieces of the tent together so that it was one unit. They made another cover for the tent from ram's skins dyed red, and another cover from hides of sea cows to go above that one. They made upright boards of acacia wood for the dwelling. Each board was 15 feet tall, and the width of each board was 27 inches. There were 2 pegs on each board to join them to one another. This is the way they made all the boards for the dwelling. They made 20 boards for the south side of the dwelling. They made 40 socket bases of silver to go under the 12 boards, 2 sockets under the first board for its 2 pegs, and 2 sockets under the next board for its 2 pegs. For the second side of the dwelling, the north side, they made 20 boards with 40 socket bases of silver, 2 sockets under the first board and 2 sockets under the next board. For the far side of the dwelling, the west side, they made 6 boards. They made 2 boards for each of the back corners of the dwelling. These 2 corner boards were double on the bottom, but they both were joined at the top by 1 ring. Both sets were like this. Altogether, there were 8 boards with silver socket bases. There were 16 socket bases, 2 socket bases under each board. They made crossbars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards on one side of the dwelling, 5 crossbars for the boards on the other side of the dwelling, and 5 crossbars for the boards on the back of the dwelling on the west. The middle bar placed halfway up the boards passed through from one end to the other end. They overlaid the boards with gold and made gold rings to attach to them as a housing for the crossbars, and they overlaid the crossbars with gold. They made a veil of blue, purple, and scarlet material and fine woven linen, decorated with cherubim, the work of a skillful craftsman. They made 4 posts of acacia wood overlaid with gold. The posts stood on 4 socket bases of silver. The hooks were made of gold. They made a screen for the entry to the tent out of blue, purple, and scarlet material and fine woven linen, the work of an embroiderer. They made 5 posts of acacia to support the screen and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were gold, and they cast 5 bronze socket bases for them. Chapter 37. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. It was 45 inches long, 27 inches wide, and 27 inches high. He overlaid it with pure gold on the inside and the outside, and he made a gold border around it. He cast 4 gold rings for it and placed them next to its 4 feet, 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other side. He made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. He made an atonement seat of pure gold, 45 inches long and 27 inches wide. He made two cherubim of hammered gold for the two ends of the atonement seat, one cherub for one end and one cherub for the other. The cherubim on its two ends formed one piece with the atonement seat. The cherubim spread their wings upward so that they covered the atonement seat with their wings, and they faced each other. The faces of the cherubim were looking inward toward the atonement seat.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.